Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I did not make it down to the Ag Media Summit, but some of my friends from Gibbs and Sell were there, and one of those is Gardner Hatch, who is on the phone with me here, and we're going to talk about kind of an informal survey that the agency has done to, and you can correct me here if I got this wrong, Gardner, but to sort of get the pulse of how agricultural communicators or marketers are accepting or feeling about new and social media. And so, like I said, I've got Gardner on the line here. So why don't you, first of all, just tell me what it was you were trying to learn from these people, and then we can discuss some of your results.
I sure can, Chuck, and thanks for having me on, and we sure missed you at the show. But we did do a what we call an ag industry pulse check. The use of digital and social media is top of mind among ag editors and also agribusiness communicators. So we thought it would be interesting to do a survey, and this was more of a kind of a pulse check. It wasn't scientific, but we wanted to see what folks thought about digital media, their use of digital media, and what they were getting out of it. So we sent out a pre-show survey to attendees at the Ag Media Summit. And then also Gibbs and Sell had a booth at the show as well, where visitors could come by and enter in their responses to the survey right there on the spot. And some interesting things came out of it. We got a lot of good participation. And some of the top-line results included most respondents, and this is editors and agri-marketers, were very confident in their use of digital and social media. In fact, 95% they said that they were somewhat comfortable or very comfortable with the use of the media, which was good to see. But there's also kind of another side to it as well, was that there were a lot of questions around ROI to justify efforts around the use of digital media. So that kind of came out of the survey as well.
Well, and that's interesting because, and I think to be expected, because anybody wants to know, is it worth the effort here? And, you know, I would dare say there is in our industry still a significant number of people who probably just don't want to do things differently. And you know what? There is a little bit of a learning curve, whether it's just to start and run a Twitter account or a blog, for example. And how do you measure what that's doing for you, for your company, or maybe for your publication, let's say? But I do think it's interesting how you have this high level of feeling like they understand it and sort of accept it. But on the other hand, is this really doing us any good? And you know what, as communicators, don't you think that we should be able to figure that out?
I think so. And part of it is, you know, with the results that we received, half of the respondents said that their number one concern for digital media was ROI, plus another 25% said it was need of staff education or skills training. So your point about, you know, being uncomfortable with the media is probably contributes to this as well. And I think it gets back a lot to, you know, I don't think we can say anymore that digital media is not reaching our target audience, the growers, because the survey after survey is showing that, you know, with broadband reaching out more and more to rural areas, you know, they have high-speed internet. And our target audience, guess what? They're doing the same thing that we do online. They're researching new products and companies and, you know, doing that kind of work online. So I think a lot of it gets back down to, you know, they're asking questions. I had a lot of discussions with agri-marketers about, you know, what is the impact that digital media is having. And it gets back down to measurement, output versus outcome. You know, digital media is very measurable as far as output. You can measure the click-throughs and the visits and those kinds of things. Just as with traditional public relations, you can measure number of clips that you got from a press release or something like that. But if you get down to outcome, what is the outcome of doing a certain digital media campaign as far as driving sales? Well, I think that's something that an agri marketer needs to ask of all of his or her agri communications efforts.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that to be fair, you know, you can look at, let's say, the potential impressions or reach you might gain with a customer or member base through, say, Facebook or a Twitter account or maybe a custom blog. And you should question that. And like you said, it's pretty easy to measure numbers. Of course, how do you interpret that and convert that to this is sales earned, let's say. But on the other hand, coming from a traditional media background, we could measure how many listeners there might be to a broadcast or how many people subscribe to a publication. But again, how do you convert that into, well, I ran an ad, and so that generated X number of sales? I frankly can't think of a time I've ever seen what I would consider a truly 100% convincing study or argument about that ROI either, you know?
That's
and
right.
I think another thing that might make some people a little uncomfortable with this is the fact that more often than not, with these social networking and media, new media options, you're dealing with a smaller audience, and it's more of a niche audience, again, kind of depending on the information that you're distributing, and we're used to thinking in terms of mass audience. That's what traditional media taught us, you know. But on the other hand, you know, if you've got a customer base that is relatively small, perhaps reaching them with a targeted online mechanism is much more of a better investment of your dollars, even though you look at the numbers and think, well, we're reaching less people, but probably they're the right people. Because that's who's going to want that content, you know?
It was interesting, and just some of my dialogue with editors and also ag marketers there at the show after they did the survey, and we talked about some of the things that they were doing, and it was very targeted. And you know, when they told their stories, it was clear that they were, you know, seeing some benefit from the very targeted campaigns. So, you know, to your point, I think that digital media is very effective, and it's here and it's here to stay, and it's also a tool to reach the growers that you want to reach who are online, you know, and they are online.
Right.
What we talk about at Gives and Sell is digital media is one of the, and digital media encompasses a lot of different things, obviously from blogs to webinars to the whole gamut of tools. It's a very large toolbox. But really, strategy comes first, and you have to, as a marketer, determine, okay, who do I want to reach? What's my message, and how is the best way to influence them? And then bring in digital media as part of that campaign. So it's not a standalone kind of a program. It's integrated into your whole marketing communications campaign. But I think in this era of reduced budgets, in some cases severely reduced budgets, everyone's looking at ROI, everyone's looking at the biggest bang for the buck, and digital media is more and more becoming really in a very effective way to reach those targeted audience. And clearly, there can be a very good return on investment, and there are ways to measure, you know, the output versus the outcome and how it's impacting your sales. You can do it with digital media as you can do it with traditional media. The tools
are
there.
Additionally, with certain digital media options, I guess you might say, I would dare say you've got a little more control over your ultimate message to the end user too. Because one of the things I've liked to point out since we got involved in this is that, you know, through some of these mechanisms, whether it's Twitter today, the hot button one, you control the message. The people who follow or subscribe, who hopefully are your customers or members, are reading directly what it is you distribute. So you're not going through an intermediary and hoping that they get it right. You know what I mean?
Yes, and Chuck, it's interesting you bring that up because that's one of the, when we ask what's the greatest challenge with proposing use of digital and social media to your management team, while ROI and skills and training rank high, perceived lack of message control was ranked the lowest. So I think, you know, almost nobody indicated that one. So I think people do understand that, you know, that they have a very high level of control over the message with digital media.
Well, and, you know, and that adds a personal touch to the message, too. Now, of course, on the other hand, you do have a lot of people in the traditional media who bemoan the fact that we can now communicate more directly to each other and maybe aren't quite as dependent on turning on the TV at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon to, quote, see the news when we've already pretty much read about it or read people who we follow or respect or value their opinion on our phone throughout the day.
Yep, and it was interesting watching everybody walking around the floor with their smartphones and their BlackBerries, and using some of those tools.
Right.
And of course, you could follow along on the show on Twitter. So, you know, we're all, as agri marketers, we're all very engaged in the whole medium.
Well, I think it's just behooves anybody to look at considering incorporating elements of these into their communications campaign. I don't think we're far beyond the point of should we. Now in fact, back at the NAMA convention, that was the point of a seminar that I was involved in, was, you know, we're beyond that point. Now it's just, you know, like, which ones do we use and how much should we put into them, for example, you know?
Yep.
But that's why there's companies like ours that can help you do it if you're confused.
Exactly. And I think it's a smart agency that shows, you know, a client how to, you know, how to bring it into the whole marketing mix and to make it work. No, you're not going to use every digital media tool, you know, at your disposal. You're going to use them in a very smart way so that it's helping to drive your strategy. And then there are also ROI tools in place so that you can come back 6 months, a year later, and show, yes, we did move the needle with this whole mix of tactics.
Right.
So,
well, I'll tell you what, is there anything else that you learned there that you want to share we didn't touch on, or did we pretty well cover that?
I think we pretty well covered it, Chuck. It was a very interesting to do. Like I said, it was again, it was a non-scientific survey, but it opened up a lot of conversations, and for me as an agri marketer with Gives and Sell, and we work with a lot of clients now on digital media, and providing very accurate consulting on the use of that medium, and working it in with their overall marketing program. It was interesting for me to hear, you know, what some of the highlights are. We heard some really good stories from editors who are using some really cool tools to reach their readers, to agri-marketers. Many of them were willing to share some of their stories, of success stories. So there's a great amount of pride, with everybody, and, you know, when things work and they work well and they're getting good results. And to even hear some of the anxiety points as well. But,
right,
you know, with some of them I asked, you know, hey, do you think 2 or 3 years from now we're going to be having the same conversation? You know, does it work? Doesn't it work? And I think most of them have said no. You know, really, it's going to be kind of a non-issue, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, that it's just going to be accepted as another communications tool.
That's right. I fully agree with that. So I thank you very much, Gardner Hatch with Gibbs & Sell, for sharing some information from an informal survey of agricultural marketers and communicators about their acceptance and thoughts on the use of digital, social, new, whatever we want to call this media mix we're in today.
Thank you, Chuck, for having me.
All right. Well, that is going to be our Zimcast for this week. And hopefully get back to a more normal schedule than I have been here in the coming weeks. And so I appreciate all the thought, well wishes and thoughts that I've had from people over the last month. As many know, I kind of had a complicated pneumonia situation, but that's all on the behind me now, and it's full steam ahead. So I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.